Oasis Audio presents Lydia's Charm by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Brooke Sanford. Prologue. A sob rose in Lydia King's throat as she stared at the calendar on her kitchen wall. A year ago today, she'd buried her husband after having been married only 5 short years. Oh, how she wished she could bring Jeremiah back. She glanced at her 4-year-old son, Josh, who sat at the table, coloring a picture of a yellow cat. The sweet-tempered boy had Lydia's tawny blonde hair and his daddy's big brown eyes. He was endlessly curious and enjoyed all kinds of animals, 2 more of his father's traits. Lydia blinked to keep her tears from spilling over. Josh needed his father as much as she needed her husband. It wasn't fair that Jeremiah had been killed in a logging accident, leaving her alone to earn a living and raise their son. The muscles in the back of her neck tightened. It wasn't fair that 2 weeks ago she'd lost her job at the restaurant in Arthur, Illinois, because business was so slow that the restaurant may have to close. She'd looked everywhere for another job, but there were none to be had. The rent on their small home was coming due in a few days, and with her funds running low, Lydia didn't know what she should do. She needed to provide for Josh, and without a job, she'd soon be out of money and unable to pay any of her bills. Unlike her English friends, who'd also been laid off, Lydia would not rely on unemployment checks because her Amish community believed they should rely on each other and God, rather than on insurance. Lydia had no family living nearby to offer her support. When she and Jeremiah had first moved to Illinois from their home in Wisconsin, they'd made quite a few friends in the local Amish community.